I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hyla Cinerea, has this call.
Y'all, this is Sheridan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way. And you don't want to go anywhere tonight because we've got a big, B-I-G, big show. I'm giving away tickets to the Pittsburgh Annual Blues and Roots Festival. Tickets to the Roger Waters documentary on the movie screen. And this is not a test. And I'm giving away a pair of tickets to see Ace Frehley tomorrow night at Jurgles with the band Wicked opening for Ace. And then if that weren't enough, a little after 9 o'clock, we're going to have guitar legend, Steve Morse. Steve Morse of the Dixie Dregs, Kansas, replaced Ritchie Blackmore in Deep Purple. Steve Morse is going to be joining us tonight, and we're going to have a great time. You want to get a request on tonight's show? Well, you can still do that. Give me a call at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. So tonight's show is brought to you in part by RemasterMedia.com. RemasterMedia.com is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate that nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how you can reprocess audio or video, you can go to RemasterMedia.com and find out more. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the first hour of Courts in Session. So let's kick off the show with a request going out to Bill and Greentree. This is Styx, Rockin' the Paradise. We'll be right back. right, guys, you remember when 38 Special was ruling the airwaves, when they just had hit after hit after hit? Well, this is brand new, first new release since 2004. We've been waiting 21 years, ladies and gentlemen, since the last studio release from 38 Special, and you've got it right there. Brand new from Donnie Burns and the boys in the band, All I Haven't Said. Album doesn't come out till September, but what do you think? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? You give me a call here at the station, tell me. Tell me what you think about 38 Special two decades later. New music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. That's what we do here in Quartz in Session, and we have a lot of fun doing it. up tonight's show with a request for Styx, Rockin' the Paradise. Rossington Collins Band going out to Stephanie listening in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the Kinks going deep. No More Looking Back is the name of the track. So when it comes to their children, parents today are always up to speed on the latest safety issues, but are they focusing on the right issues? Are you a parent? Well, motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children age 1 to 13, and that fatality rate could be reduced by about half if the correct car seat were always used. You can visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child's in the right car seat for their age and size. Brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So I got a lot of tickets to give away in addition to having Steve Morse on the show tonight. And we got a whole bunch of new music. You like the new 38 special? Well, just wait. We got some biggies coming up later tonight. But Kathy from Fox Chapel, she gave me an earful. And she said that I didn't play the new Van Morrison for the last 2 weeks. So we're going to right that wrong. The latest from Van the Man right here on WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Jock Robbie of the Dead Daisies. Don't change that dial, because court's in session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Turn it up.
Vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family?
You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
We're listening to Courts in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie. Me, I'm the Mockster, and you can listen to my show, Viva La Mock, right here on this very same radio station tomorrow night starting at 9. While your rocket attorney likes to focus on new music from classic artists, well, you won't hear that on my show. But what you will hear are cover songs of those classic artists, along with an eclectic mix of indie rock, power pop, classic and alternative country, garage rock, and whatever else has been stuck in my head all week long. From AHA to Zappa and all points in between, I invite you to check out Viva La Mock with me, the Mockster, Friday nights at 9, right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming at WRCT.org.
With your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Second person things.
Breakers. And Coco Montoya, Walter Trout. That was a golden era going back to the late 80s. Chicago Line title track from a terrific album. Before that, Rocket Rick Emmett. Of course, lead singer and guitarist extraordinaire from Triumph. From his solo album came out last year. A collection of some of the more popular tracks of his solo career. That was The Hardest Part. Dead Daisies. New album's called Looking for Trouble. And guys, if all the stars are aligned, in 2 weeks, we're going to have Doug Aldrich back on the show. Yep, same Doug Aldrich from Ronnie James Dio. Same Doug Aldrich from Whitesnake. Yeah, the same Doug Aldrich that's killing it in the Dead Daisies. They've got a blues album out that is terrific, and you heard Crossroads. And by request, the latest from Van Morrison. Been getting a lot of requests playing that song for weeks now, and I'm not tired of it. How about you? So do you guys know that about 675 pieces of junk mail clog each of our mailboxes annually? That adds up to a nationwide total of 4 million tons of paper a year. And by reducing the volume of junk mail you receive, it saves trees, energy, landfill space, water, not to mention your time. So what can you do to reduce the mountain of junk mail that comes to your home? You can register with the Direct Marketing Association Mail Preference Service. DMA passes along your name to marketers who then remove it from their mailing list for 5 years. Stop the flow of junk mail from a specific company. Call them and request your name be placed on the company's in-house suppress file. And many companies rent their mailing list to other firms. Be sure to have your name removed from their rent list as well. You can contact the Direct Marketing Association at 212-768-7277. Or you can visit them online at www.dmaconsumers.org. All right, you guys excited? I am, because in just a few minutes, we're going to have Steve Morse joining us on the radio. But before we do that, let's give away some tickets. I got a pair of tickets for the Kip London Memorial Blues and Roots Festival next Saturday at Cheswick. That's Saturday the 26th. Got a pair for caller number 5. A great lineup. The number for these tickets, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. And who are you going to see Saturday? Well, you're going to see this next band. This is the Nighthawks, WRCT 88.3 FM.
which is loosely described as a blues. Well, of that shade. Prefer a bit of pink myself, but it's called When a Blind Man Cries. Thank you. Yeah.